This is the tale thus far. Deep in the dune seas of Maya lies Mareel, the last standing city of Mashkala. This is a city of magi and mystics, thieves and cutthroats. A city where the shadows themselves watch your every move. In this place, a band of unlikely adventurers will come together to unearth ancient artifacts, hidden temples, and a plot that threatens the very fabric of reality. A plot beyond the control of the gods above and below is unfolding. In this dark time, a folk story has come to light, and the only hope for the survival of the city and all of creation may be a legendary artifact known as the Crown of Queens.
So I followed this lunatic into the little workshop here. What is he doing?
He walks up to the door. He grabs the handle. He lifts up and pulls it open. And the door opens, and you see beyond into a violet-colored room, and he walks through the door.
If nobody else goes, I will follow.
I'm going to follow right behind Emric.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll move along into said room.
Okay.
I wait for the lady to pass.
Thank you, sir.
I'll wait till I hear, see if I hear any blood-curdling screams.
Yeah, they burst into the death room.
People are yelling, no, I'm on fire! If I don't hear that, then I will fall.
And Clarion enters into the Night Guard.
TPK.
So you guys walk through this portal. The portal flashes. You feel a little sick to your stomach, a little tickle on your skin. And then when your eyes adjust, then you realize you're standing in a large domed room. There's a portal altar to the south of the room, wooden door. To the north of the room, another simple wooden door. Both sides of that door are flanked by intricate, like, tapestries with blue flowers and bats. And there's four columns, massive columns, about 10 foot. They go up about 15 feet. They support this domed ceiling. They're carved, the stone on those columns are carved in the likeness of vines and flowers. Everything has, like, a violet kind of purple tint to it.
We're in Paisley Park.
Like, was this his daughter's bedroom, or?
Okay, we're here. Can I have my emerald now?
Randolph, where are we?
We're in the Night Garden. This is the foyer. Welcome to the Night Garden. Could I please have my emerald now?
You show us around.
Are one of these the front door?
Yeah, it's right there.
He points to the south.
Yeah.
I go to the door and open it.
Okay.
You don't want to check for traps?
The one time you don't check for traps.
You see a massive, massive garden, open sky. Trees, greenery. There's beautiful blue flowers everywhere. It's nighttime. It's probably around like 3 a.m., 2 a.m., somewhere right in there. But yeah, that's what you see outside. It's a walled off as well. It's got walls. But you can see across the way, directly across from where you're looking. Well, here, I'll just show you the map. Let me drop it. Well, I can't because I have to reveal everything else. I'm not going to show you the map. But there's a... Well, maybe there's a way I can do it. Hold on.
So my big question would be, are we still in...
The Dune Sea?
The Mareel? Dune Sea. Are we still in Mareel?
Yeah, is it you're like not... a different temperature?
You're not in Mareel. It looks like that. Can you see that? It's just bigger. It's the size of the entire map.
Yeah.
And that's a wall in the middle?
This the black thing in the middle is a path of gravel and bone.
That's not good.
Chattery.
Are there stars and a moon or what have you in this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can see. Well, you can't see a moon, but you can see stars.
Finally, something I can be useful as. I take out my astrolabe.
Okay.
And I compare with my star charts to see where I am.
Okay. Throw me a perception check while you're doing that. Okay, so you don't notice anything. Now roll the skill. And Garglin, are you looking outside too?
Yeah.
Move yourself by the door.
Okay.
I'm just gonna offhand mention.
And hold on 1 second. Maddie?
Yes.
Did you go to the door?
Yes.
Move yourself by the door.
I'm right there.
Oh, you're right there. So I need whoever's by the door needs to be by the door right now. I think Jim needs to be by
the door. This doesn't sound like a setup at all.
Yeah, I'm definitely not by the door.
Okay. So I want the other you two to roll perception checks for me. Digital dice hate you, man.
Yeah, they do. I have an astrolabe and star charts and everything. I still can't tell what the hell they are.
We're all just rolling crap.
Maddie rolled a 1.
Yeah, the gods are not with us today.
Yeah, I just want to see what Steve gets for his perception check, because this is about to be really fucking funny.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Whispers.
That was so creepy.
No tingles.
I'm going to look over at Ella and just be like, I didn't realize you're quite beautiful.
I know, thank you. Who are you? I just realized I have no idea who you are.
Very modest. Well,
I'm a hound. I'm nobody important. Did our friends forget that there's vampires outside?
I don't know that we are in the same place as the vampires anymore.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to send you one more message, and then you can tell them.
That is the...
Okay.
That was the major concern. If I open the door, there's a sea of vampires.
Yeah.
Well, at least we're still home.
It's a garden made of vampires.
Jim?
Yeah?
Plarion is looking at the sky, and he's like, we're about 15 miles away from Muriel, outside the walls.
Oh, boy.
So, in one of the other cities.
Yeah, I'm telling them that.
Okay. Steve, by all means.
I have a question before I go on. Does the door open in towards the room or out towards the...
Out towards the... Yeah. But, I mean, it's like you could reach it and close it if you want to.
Okay. Well, I was just wondering, because I was going to stick my hammer in front of it if I could stop this from happening, but...
Oh, right on. Yeah.
I grab the doors and just slam it shut.
Okay.
I say... Guys, there is a massive bat monster rushing towards us.
Through the portal?
Wait, through the garden?
Yeah, through the garden. It burst out of the trees, and it's headed our way.
Yeah, it was super quiet.
A massive bat monster?
Like, I don't know.
Like bigger than the one we fought in the river?
Oh, yeah.
Sort of, I don't know, a decent-sized dragon-sized bat creature.
Oh, no. I'm going to turn to Randolph and be like, is this a magic door? Does it keep out giant bat creatures?
I think so. I don't know anything about a giant bat creature. Could I have my emerald?
Randolph, do you know what city we are in?
We are, believe, if no one has moved any of the... if no one has moved anything, then I believe we are in Larem.
Do I know anything about Larem from growing up in Muriel?
It's one of the sister cities.
That geographically sound right to what Plarion just said?
Yes.
Okay. Very well, Randolph. I made a promise and I will keep it. And I hand him his emerald.
Oh, thank you. And he takes it and he just kind of holds it to his chest. And he kind of puts his little chin on it. And you guys can hear very faintly this slight tinkling sound, as if a little music box is going off. I appreciate this very much. Thank you, sir.
Well, if they're focused on the door and the bat creature, I'm going to look around the room. There's nothing else in the room?
No. Other than the pillars and the door and the tapestries, no. I'll put the spelling for you right there.
Oh, thank you.
The A silent at the end, by the way.
I'm going to lay hands on myself because I need to heal if we're going to fight a giant bat monster.
Do you need anything else of me?
Why don't you stick around for a while until we get our bearings?
Okay.
Well, we certainly don't want to go out that door if there's a giant bat monster, so let's look at the other door.
Oh, of course. Welcome. Here. You got yourself lost.
I don't know how he does that all the time. Sorry. I like when I first click on a map, it always just like away she goes. I'm gonna go to the door. I'm checking for traps.
Roll.
20.
Does not appear to be trapped.
All right. Well, 24, I guess.
Still does not appear to be trapped.
All right. It's super not trapped. All right. Is it locked?
It is not locked.
I open the door.
Would you like me to open it for you?
He asks. Oh, yes, please.
He opens the door and does a little bow.
This whole fucking place is pink.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Brought to you by Racewind Ale.
This whole fucking place is this color. Just so you...
Is it like a stage? Is this a...
Okay, so...
Yeah, I'm going to walk into the room.
Okay.
Boom, I'm in the room.
This room is huge. It has a few standout features. Number one, the most noticeable thing in the room is a massive stone platform with a large rectangular obsidian pedestal. Atop this pedestal is a cushion of velvet dyed the color of midnight purple. On top of that cushion is a bone ash colored bow. Along the edge of the platform, before the pedestal, in grooved old helic, is written the word Racewind. Big standout thing you
see. Is that a real bow or a drawing of a bow?
Oh, that's a real bow. There is a staircase, a steep staircase, leading up about 15 feet to a landing above you. So that's kind of this purple, darker purple area right here that you see. Two more tapestries flank the kind of entrance area. So there's a tapestry here and a tapestry here. They seem to be the same theme, blue flowers and bats. And then there is a green pillar that is 3 feet tall and pulsing ever so gently an emerald green light.
Emmy, can you see if that bow is magic?
While everyone has gone to this room, I'm just looking at the closed door.
Oh, just kidding.
Does it does it look like this random iron key I found would fit in that?
Sure does.
All right, then. Then I will come back. And I will get a detect magic going.
Okay.
And this should be fun.
I need you to make a fortitude save.
Real quick, where am I? Okay, cool. Fortitude.
Mm-hmm. Send you a whisper. I'm gonna send you a whisper real quick. We can cover this in like a re-recording or something. But okay. I kind of want you to explain to the party what you think you're seeing.
This turns out to be a decent bow. We're giving it to Vanessa's character. She needs something.
What do you mean? I'm so good with my daggers. Yeah, I was really excited about the bow.
So instead of throwing daggers, you'll just be shooting arrows at.
By the way, Emmerich falls to his knees and holds his head.
Oh no, Emmy, are you okay?
Give him a second.
He'll be fine.
Damn, back off.
Okay. I don't know.
I'm only mildly concerned.
Hi, Randolph, calm down. We'll give him space.
Meanwhile, I'm looking around thinking about how condos would go really nice in here. Maybe some studio apartments, you know.
Ah, man, this is a band stage.
Oh, yeah, okay, I can see that. Yeah, you get your band in here, I can see that.
That only works for creatures, but I don't think I want to do that.
Sir, are you okay?
The only one who's checking is the vampire.
I mildly care.
So I am going to turn off the detect magic before I look back up and open my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And do I know anything about Racewind? Or does Emmerich, I mean? I should probably...
No, Emmerich has no idea.
Okay. Randolph.
Nope, nobody really knows anything about Racewind. This is the first time he's been encountered in all of Maya.
Who is Racewind?
Oh, he was my master. He's the one that brought me here and told me that I could live here and take care of the place, and he gave me my emerald, and he was here, and he is not here anymore. I don't know where he went.
What was he? How does he have that bow? Where did he get it? Where did it come from? Where are we?
This is the Night Garden. He hunted things. He was a chessman. He liked to read. He sometimes liked to cook. That's what I know.
I'm trying to remember. Graziella freaked out a little bit when she grabbed the sword, right?
Which one?
The razor.
Yeah.
After what happened when you grabbed that sword, I would not touch that bow.
Wait, Emmy. Do you have an invisible friend now? Is my invisible friend here, by the way? I'm going to like turn around and be like, hello, are you here? Did you come with us?
Randolph goes, I'm here.
Not you. I am not talking to you.
Oh. Hold on. Five people and six? Six. Six people and us and Charn are here.
Six people including you?
Yes.
So my invisible friend is not here.
I don't know.
He's not responding to me.
You don't see him. You don't hear him.
Well, I would never see him.
Right.
He's invisible.
Anton, is this bow, is it actually like stark white like it is on the screen?
Yeah. Bone. Bone like ash.
Does it look rather large, kind of like the fellow that was holding the black bow?
Yes, actually.
Randolph, why when I mentioned the hooded figure with the amber eye and the giant black bow did you take off?
Oh, because he's a bad man. I don't want to be wherever he was. He's a bad man. He's not allowed in the house. Not anymore.
Who is he?
He's Fate.
You mentioned your master had a library.
Yes.
Where is it?
Upstairs.
Emmy, did the bow talk to you?
No.
There's also one downstairs.
It is not a good bow.
I don't know what it is.
What is?
Whatever that weapon is composed of.
That one? He points to the bow.
Yes.
That's a bow. It's made of... You look sad. Are you hungry?
I am very tired.
Would you like to sleep?
I would. There is so much to do.
The rooms are this way.
I guess I'll keep following him on a tour of this weird-ass house.
Can I inspect this yes. column?
Please.
Yeah, I was like, are we going to talk about the green thing in the corner?
Because, see, Emmerich's fucked. You guys are fine. Emmerich's fucked now. He gave the thing its thing back. So now he's just going to be catered to and bothered. So you guys can feel free to ignore all of this. I'm not trying to lead you in any direction. Randolph's just really trying to help Emmerich out right now. So just like out of game.
Give him that thing back.
Yeah. Just out of game. Like I'm not stepping on anybody. Please feel free to interrupt.
And me. I am literally like fractions away from death.
So you guys go look at the green pillar in the corner. Mm-hmm. It's perfectly smooth. It looks like it's made of jade. On the very top of it, about 6 inches, seems to be separated by a groove that looks like you can turn it like a valve.
I kind of want to turn the valve.
Yeah, me too.
Maybe we should have our one that's good for looking for traps take a look at this.
Oh, I am good at that. I will watch Emmerich walk away, like a little sad.
Okay.
But I'm gonna let him go. I don't want to go over with my new friends.
Did Emmerich walk away? Is that what happened?
I don't know. Well.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were walking away.
No, I did too.
I was, but.
Okay. I just want confirmation.
I walk away from Emmerich. I did look back at you, but I did walk away.
Awesome.
I would like to check it for traps.
Check it for traps.
I just drank.
That's a 20 because it's +4, so right. 31.
Jeez Louise, Vanessa killing it with the trap
guys,
checking.
I can't do no damage, but I can check some shit for traps.
It does not appear to be trapped. Boom.
I feel very confident. I'm gonna like, would you say it turned?
Yes, it turns.
I'm gonna look back at the group and be like, should I turn it?
Gurgling nods enthusiastically. I don't know why I'm so into this, but I am.
Go ahead, turn away.
I turned it.
Okay.
Poof. Are we dead?
Ah,
crap.
Hello. How may I be of service?
Charn.
What's up, dude?
Hello.
How did you come here, Charn? We
you
don't
just
have a magic
me.
This you just is the thing them. That summons you.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. I turn it back.
Poof.
Oh, what a neat trick.
Wait, so it summons him from like three rooms over?
In another city.
Because we went to the greener door, yeah.
Man, my apartment is cool as fuck.
A magical dumbwaiter.
Awesome sauce.
Okay, so I'm gonna jump back over here while you guys are playing. Are you following? Are you following Randolph?
If I saw her go back to there, I'd hang out in the doorway for a moment just to make sure she doesn't activate something.
Did we open the door? Is my question.
Yes, we have opened this door.
Okay.
If Randolph has opened the door. And
that's what I'm asking. Did you let Randolph open the door?
Yes.
Because you told him you were tired.
Yes.
Okay. This is a rounded corner, but roll 20 doesn't let me do rounded, so this is rounded.
It appeals to the Atari part of my brain.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Pixel.
So that's the hallway you see. It's lit by low magical light. It's dim, but it's there. Would you like to take a nap? There are rooms. Or there are better rooms upstairs. But there are rooms right here, if you're tired. Hi, Charn. Bye, Charn.
Am I detecting evil from this bow?
You're not detecting anything from that bow.
Okay, that's cool.
That bow doesn't have an alignment. There's no alignment for that bow.
Okay, it's fine.
You are detecting evil from Charn, and you are detecting evil from Randolph.
Well, yeah, he's a vampire and a demon, respectively. So. Mm-hmm.
And you're a holy man who holds a deed to the house where they are essentially the servants.
I'm going to probably have to get rid of this deed anyway because Volkos is a traveling god. Probably wouldn't smile down on me to, be real happy with me, being tied to a house. But anyway.
I suspect Volkos is not in only one place.
Yeah, well, maybe he would approve then. Yeah, I suspect that as well.
So you could sell it for a pretty penny back home.
Is there anything on that platform, that like raised platform that's in the middle of the room, the big stage thing?
It looks like let me kind of show you. And this, like, it's high enough that you could barely see it, but you get the sense that it's maybe like a dance floor or ballroom kind of thing going on up there.
Mm. Oh, that's so this is harsh. like a loft,
yes.
Balcony.
Well, it leads up to another part.
I'm thinking casino. You have assassins conventions here. It'll be great.
What is our plan?
Well, if there are rooms over there, I think we should all try to get our hit points and respective spells and stuff back.
Well, I haven't taken care of the house in quite some time. Thaddeus Monk, he locked me up and then left on whatever fool errand he went on. And now I no longer have to work for him. So that's delightful. And I am back here. That is also good. So I would like to clean and figure out what else is in the house, because I don't recognize the other things that I feel are here.
Should we check the house before taking a nap, just in case there's like another giant evil bat creature somewhere?
Yeah, especially if our friend is feeling other presence.
Yeah, that's true.
Or the fact that our friend is a vampire that we let loose.
He's a friendly vampire.
Does he work for Clarion now? Because Clary owns the house now? Does he come with the house?
He works for Emmerich because he gave him his emerald back.
Oh, how are we having this discussion? Out of game?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not answering any of your questions then. This is one of the mysteries of the Night Garden.
I think he works for the house.
Randolph, do you stay with the house all the time? Do you belong to whoever owns the house?
Yes, I belong to the house.
Ooh, well.
Clary, and you have a new friend.
A vampire, how nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
I think that, yes, we should inspect the rest of this place before we rest or stop to come up with whatever we are doing next.
Randolph, would you ready our rooms as we explore?
Yes, of course.
Thank you, sir.
And he walks off down the hall.
Bye.
And then, bye. He walks off back down the hallway.
So there's two doors up on the north part of this room.
So to the north, there are, you're going to see a door here. and there's another door here, and then there's this door here, and then down this hallway there's four more doors.
We're going to have to do something about the color scheme here, but other than that, I kind of like it.
Does anyone have any preference about where we investigate first?
I want to talk to Asher for a minute. You said all the Crimson Shroud, people were killed by those vampires?
In seconds.
Does that mean the vampires are running loose all over Muriel?
That's my guess.
Okay.
What exactly is a hound doing with the Crimson Cloak?
Yes, why did you come down into the dungeon?
Yeah. Before we all get accusatory.
We can play this game too.
And what about Scarecrow Spring?
J'accuse.
Well, considering the fact that you all were involved in the giants that were attacking the city, after I saw you get taken, I knocked one of them out myself and followed along. I figured I wasn't going to let whoever these folks were just take a bunch of people that were trying to do good.
We weren't involved with the giants in the city. We were trying to alert the other people. Remember?
Correct, yes.
He means involved as in trying to stop them.
Correct. So I knocked one of them out and took their outfit, their uniform, and followed along. And after they sent you guys in, I was waiting for an opportunity to head in myself, but they were actually making their decision to just come in after you when the floorboards burst open and swarms of the vampires burst forth and cleaved 3-4 at a time.
And now that swarm of vampires runs across the city.
I mean, I ran. I didn't really take much time to look back.
Well, and there were undead people, and there was the giant, and then the statue came alive, and there was the woman on the broomstick. There's a lot happening.
There's also the man with the bow.
Yes, I did not see him. He was shooting into the courtyard of the Magi.
He came where the giants came from. Yes, I believe that's the building it was.
We'll be lucky if Muriel is still there when we find our way back.
If we go back.
Yeah. Well, I suppose there's nothing to do but search where we are. Come, friends, let's see what we have. And, I'm going to walk over to this first door to the north.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask Graziella to check it for traps.
Of course, I am happy to.
That seems to be her her function in the group.
How dare you? I am also very pretty. I'm standing on top of you, and I will check it for traps.
My, you are very pretty from this.
I am wearing pants, that is important to know. 27.
Yeah, it does not appear to be trapped.
It's not locked either.
It is not.
I open the door.
It is a small sitting room, appointed with a long bench, a table made of heartwood. There are three greenstone shrines. They are carved into the likeness of a woman. You have to get closer to kind of figure out exactly what's going on there. And each of the stones is casting an internal light. The stone seems to be semi-transparent, and there's a light that seems to be radiating from inside of it out. And generally, the room, as a sitting room goes, seems quite comfortable. It's just a nice little room.
Did you see there was a statue of a woman, or
there's three? So there's three small, 3 foot tall statues on this table. These little green squares. Each one is of a woman, but like I said, you have to get kind of closer to inspect them.
All right, I'm gonna look. I want to see if it's the same woman who was in the paintings.
Okay.
Or yes, if they're even all the same woman.
So all three of them are the same woman. And the woman from the painting does very much look similar in some ways. The crown is the same. In other ways, not so much. She is covering herself with wings, the leathery wings that wrap from her back and make like a robe. So it is as if she brings her wings up under her arms to cover her cleavage, and
Realize something. This is the crossover with the Ravenloft adventure, isn't it?
They go down to about ankle length, and where her wings have little hooks on them, like her little dew claws, they kind of lock together to form a brooch, and that covers more than likely a nude body. The crown is exactly the same from the crown that was in those paintings you saw. She has two curled horns that come from her brows. She has long black hair. She has long dark hair. It's flat. The whole thing is carved out of greenstone, so you can't really tell what color it is. And in one of the statues, she's holding a rapier. And one of the statues, in one hand, she's holding a greatsword. And one of the statues, she has her hands on her hips. And in those hands, each hand holds a dagger.
These are part of the carvings, these weapons?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is on the north wall there?
That is a sitting bench. It's a bench.
I'm going to sit.
Okay.
A sitting bench. Is that like a bathroom table?
It's like a bathroom table. It's a sitting bench. That's there. That there's a sitting bench. It's not a looking at bench. Looking at benches are only for looking at.
Sometimes I sit and think. Other times I just sit.
On my bench. I'm looking at the statues of the woman. Is she pretty? Is she sick?
Yes. She's very pretty.
And they're glowing?
Yes, they, you know Indiana Jones? You know the rocks that had the internal glow?
Yes.
Yes, picture that, but green.
Are they, like, if I put my hand towards it, does it seem, like, warm, or is it, like, cackling with energy or something?
No, there's definitely no heat or any kind of energy effect coming off of them.
Or evil?
They actually don't radiate evil.
Good. Well, I listen to the great old one, so I don't want to touch it.
Yeah, Ravi's not even here and her legacy lives on.
Jim, tweet that. Tag Nika and Old Magic Gaming. So when you move your hand towards it, you don't feel any like difference in the air or anything, but there's definitely light that's coming out of it.
Fuck it, I'm gonna go up to the one with the daggers and I'm gonna touch it.
Okay. It's soft, it feels nice. It a sense of comfort sort of washes over you.
Oh, he's nice. I don't get any magical daggers, though.
You do not get
any actually good at hitting things. Okay.
Okay.
I'm like, she's pretty, no?
She's very pretty.
Yeah.
That's what you like.
Pretty. All right. I turn around to the other door. I check it for traps.
Roll it.
She stopped fondling the statue.
I mean, you're not the boss of me. I am the boss of you, handmaiden.
I don't think that's even true.
31. Well, you would not think it because you are very stupid.
Jesus Christ. The door does not appear to be trapped.
Emmy, open the door. I don't like him sassing me.
I just sort of, I step aside and kind of, you know, go on, man. It's your problem.
Open the door.
That's right, bitch.
Oh, there's so little dignity in this room.
The room is full of shelves of books. All seem to be leathered bound, all seem to be oiled. There's a low arcane light in the room that kind of illuminates the entire place. No dust that you can see or anything like that.
I'll walk into the room.
Okay.
Step in behind her and kind of gloss over the books.
So the spines of the books are, they're numbered, sort of. There's runic script that's on them, and you can see that it's patternistic. So, like, looking at it for a few minutes, you're like, oh, okay, it's some sort of alphanumerical code in, like, a really old form of Helic. But it's, other than that, it's not like there's titles or anything going on here. It just seems like it's cataloged.
Then I will try and find the first one in the sequence and take that book out.
Okay.
Flip through it.
All right. I was waiting. I didn't know. Yeah. Okay.
He's gonna check it.
Have the book.
You have the book. Okay. So, cursory glancing through it, it seems to talk about the nature of the prime material plane and its relation to the exterior planes, and how planes intersect with each other. And you're kind of flipping through it, and you're like, "This is volume one of the prime material planes in you, essentially." And you're kind of looking at the other volumes and you're like, well, I guess if somebody was going to fill a bunch of books with knowledge about the planes, it would probably take about this many books.
All right, I will put it back in its place, and I will make a mental note.
Okay.
That this is the room with a bunch of knowledge about the planes.
All right, I'm going to move to the other next door at the other end of the bookshelf room.
Okay.
I'm checking for traps.
Roll.
30.
Does not appear to be trapped.
Open the door.
You open the door?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why did you ask me that? God, you make me nervous.
Getting too brave.
Just surprised you didn't make me do it.
I was like, damn, I can't believe you didn't make me open the door.
I proved I can make him do it. Enough for her right now.
I had a response already and everything.
Jim?
Yeah.
What are you and Garglin doing?
Well, I was just tweeting what you asked me to tweet.
Oh, you did.
I don't know. I'm in the book room.
Okay. No, it's Savar. It's me.
No, I know. I was getting to you because you're in the back of the party.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I'm going to get up from the bench and walk into the book room, I guess.
Okay. Around. And then Asher, what's your plan?
I'm moving in. I'm just staying behind Emmy. I don't know. Okay. After his little freak out, I'm not entirely trusting.
Is this door over here open to the dining room thing?
Yeah, she just opened it.
Okay, I'll walk through there.
Okay.
I'm going to sit at the table.
All right.
Comfortable.
There is a dining table. It's long. It's set with 10 chairs. There's another one of these little pillars over here in the corner, the green pillars, right there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two more doors.
There's nothing weird about this eating table?
It's just a clean, it's carved of heartwood. It's a clean table. It's a clean dining room. There's not even decorations in here.
And you said there's no dust on the books or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It's weird if the cleaning guy hasn't been able to clean in a long time that everything actually is, in fact, clean.
I agree.
It's very clean.
Sticking that as well.
Does the green pillar seem to be identical to the green pillar from the first room?
It does indeed.
You have a butler and a manservant.
You're moving up in the world.
I guess I am. Fortune smiles upon me, as do the stars. I strike a heroic pose.
Do you want me to check them for traps?
That's kind of why you're here.
Oh. Yes. And because I am pretty.
You can throw daggers at him, but I don't know where that's going to get us.
And you're good company.
If I throw daggers at it, nothing will happen. We've learned that. That is 20.
Which door?
This one.
It does not appear to be trapped.
I'm going to turn around and check the other one. The other one I'm like kind of standing by.
Okay, so for the people at home, she's checked the south door. It does not appear to be trapped.
Yeah.
And now she's checking the east door. Go ahead and roll it.
That is a 27.
And that door also does not appear to be trapped.
I'm super nervous about the last one.
All right, well, I'm going to go check the last one then.
All right, good luck.
Who's trapped?
That's a 30-something. It's a billion.
It does not appear to be trapped either. Non-math doing.
30, 31, a billion. It's one of those.
It's a lot, guys. It's a lot.
All right, I'm going to open the
file. 29 base.
I'm going to be like, they don't seem to be trapped. None of them.
I'll open the south door here.
Okay. You open the door. There's about a 5-foot space and another door.
All right, I'll open the other door.
The one down, the south door again?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I never trigger for traps.
Sure didn't.
Oh, there's a hot tub.
So you open the door and there is a, it goes up 3 levels. You see a spiral staircase that runs the perimeter of the room.
Upstairs.
It goes up 3 levels, and it has, in the center of the floor, there is a still pool of water, crystal clear blue water, that seems to be bottomless. You're just kind of looking into it, and it goes all the way down till it's just too much water that light can't pass through it anymore. And you look up, and you see that it goes up at least 3 floors to a domed ceiling 3 floors above.
Wow, this place is big.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Well, should we check and see what the other doors have and then just pick one and go with it?
Okay.
We can always go back.
Sounds like a sound enough plan.
Wait a minute. Open the door I'm standing right next to.
Are you good at determining secret doors as well?
Am I good at determining secret doors? Like, I could make a perception check and look for secret doors.
That is what you could do.
The between the two doors, the west door, it's like leading to this blank space here. Yes.
Okay. So I will go there and I will stare at that wall.
Thank you. Your cat's eyes see more than mine. My perception is not what it could be.
That is a 26.
It does not appear that there is anything there. Kind of look at the door. The masonry is superb. Like, whoever built this house built it by hand, but they sure as hell knew what they were doing.
It was dwarves.
Actually, yes, very much so. It was dwarves that built this house. It was a dwarf that built this house. She did a very good job when she built it. But that is a story for another time.
If you want quality work, go with the dwarves. You get what you pay for, I mean. Okay, you might as well check out the rest of the floor door rooms on this level.
How's Emmy looking?
In what way?
Physically.
Physically tired, a little grumpy.
You all right?
Concerned. I'll be better once I know where we are, or that we are in a safe place.
Well, I think we know where we are. We've been told that a couple times.
We're in the night garden.
As far as whether or not that's safe or not.
Yeah.
That story.
And he did drop to his knees for no reason and didn't really say anything about it.
Yeah.
Well, and then I freaked out and asked a bunch of questions about the bow.
Which
I received no answer, and so I dropped it.
Let's try the east door.
Mm.
Grazie, already checked this for traps?
Yes, I have checked all of the doors in this room. None of them are trapped. I'm very good at it.
Thank you, kind cat lady.
You can call me Ella.
Okay, Grazie.
Graziella will remember this.
It shows up at the bottom of the screen.
Well, I call him Gargles, and I call him. He's not. Clarion's not very bright, guys. He only has like an 11 intelligence, so. Lucky just to say, you can lay your head. Oh, it's a hallway.
It is a hallway. It opens up to a long hallway, and doors. You see more doors.
More doors.
There's a lot of doors in this place.
So many rooms.
Dude, the levels, like building these maps, chugged out my computer for how many layers some of these floors have. But it's worth it because it's a beautiful place.
All right, I'm going to follow Plarian into the new hallway and I'm going to check this first door for traps.
Okay. All right.
Listeners, are you drunk yet? Oh, I rolled a nat 1, but that still makes it a 19.
It does not appear to be trapped.
I'm gonna go to the other door and check that one as well.
Many doors.
So many potential traps.
Wow. That's a 35. A billion.
It does not.
A billion. I love that. It's a billion.
It's a billion.
That's only a 17 on your die.
Yeah, she's very good at disabling devices.
Plus 14.
Yeah. It's plus half my level.
Plus your half, yeah.
Yep.
Let's open this north door, north wall door here. I'm in front of.
It's a fun room.
Volcast favors the bold. Let's move on. Ooh, it's a spa room.
Not exactly.
No.
Okay, so. This is. What is my number on here? 8? Yeah. This is
8.
Swear to God, Anton, if you tell me that's a map with some blinking things on it.
The room is rather large. It has 3 large couches. Near them sits a total of 5 glass. It's a large room. There's 3 large couches. Near each of those couches sits a total of 5 glass and silver hookahs. The clay bowls are empty. To the back of the room, there is a large kind of table with a bunch of copper containers and tins that sit on top of it. And to the west wall of the room, you can actually see a large fish tank. It has, anybody got knowledge nature? or knowledge the planes?
I do.
Yes, but I cannot see what it is.
Yes.
Right.
I'm not in there yet, though, so that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, my. The knowledge nature, let's see if you're playing knowledge. Yeah, so, Jim, they're transparent fish. You know that they're planar creatures, but that's about all you remember about them. And they're just they're swimming around in this beautiful little fish tank.
See-through fish.
Mm-hmm.
Piranhas are see-through.
Five hookahs, three couches, looks like some sort of maybe prep station, and a really beautiful fish tank.
And the hookahs are all clean, like they haven't been used or like they've been cleaned recently?
They are all clean, yes.
I'm sorry, I put myself in the room.
Ugh, 1,000-year-old used hookahs.
Ooh.
Okay, well, I'm going to go over to this other door that's on the north side of the room, but facing south, towards the north part of the room, and I'm gonna check it for traps.
Okay,
it's a fish trap.
The fish are all trapped. It's a
trap fish.
There are always fish that are trapped. It does not appear to be trapped. I did not mean to reveal it, but that accidentally happened. So sorry about that. Also, while you're over there, you notice that on this little shelving area back here, there's a bunch of dried tobacco. There's pots of honey and molasses. You can kind of see it.
Tobacco, eh?
There seems to be. Yeah. It's actually Cavendish. There's also a lot of dried fruits, cherries, grapefruits, orange peels, lemon peels. There's some lavender, there's some mint, I'm going through this list, vanilla, and it all seems to be mixed in with tobacco in these little copper containers.
Okay.
Well, wait a minute, it's not dried and desiccated and old tobacco? It's like,
nope.
It's like freshly
dried. Freshly, yeah, it's all fresh.
Oh, man.
And do I know, as my hobby is making poisons, would any of this be helpful in making poison? No, this all sounds delicious.
Oh, no, it's just all delicious shisha. All
right.
But fresh.
I'm going to, like, turn back to the group and be like, all of these ingredients are new.
Water's not stagnant.
I think someone is living here.
Squatters on my property?
Yes, Clarion, you may have to have a conversation with them.
That or her friend is much quicker than he lets on.
Do you want to keep exploring? I feel like this is a very big house.
We need to find out who else is here. So they don't come slit our throats in the night or something.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to go through this door that I checked for traps into this little closet room.
Okay.
I'm going to check that door for traps.
Okay, roll it.
34.
It does not appear to be trapped.
Jesus.
It's only a nat 16. I'm going to open the
trailing
door.
Closer.
Okay. So this room is a massive kitchen. There are coals burning on an iron platform. With two spits over top of it. Above those, built into the wall, looks like some sort of bricked oven that would be heated by these coals as well, through some piping that runs along the back of the wall. There are two massive pantries that flank either side of the cooking area.
And the coals are still hot?
Yep, they are hot. There is a large island counter that has pots and pans and different cooking implements on top of it, as well as shelves underneath it that seem to contain various types of cutlery and serving ware. So that's what you see there.
And there's another one of those green pillars in the corner?
There is a green pillar in the corner.
I wonder if we could summon What's-His-Face back here and find out if he'd been called here previously to when we started screwing with him.
Yeah, he said whoever summoned him hadn't summoned him in a long, long time, and the last person who did was the original master of this house.
Okay, that's what I was trying to remember.
Yeah.
Somebody's obviously hanging out in his joint. Yeah. Yeah.
Someone who is afraid to turn the things.
Yeah.
He's afraid to turn off the coal or douse the coals. We've never done either.
That's just irresponsible.
That's right. You burn the whole night garden down. The night garden.
The night garden.
The night garden. There we go. That's what I'm going to do.
Sounds like a sex song. Is there a lot of fresh food in this kitchen?
You don't see any food here.
Okay. Can I?
There's another door that could be the larder.
Pantry?
Yeah, sure.
I look in the pantry.
Okay.
Look in. These are pantries by the fire.
Oh, yes? No, those are not pantries.
Oh.
When you open those, they have plates, spoons, bowls, cups, forks, and knives.
I cannot eat plates. Yeah. This door is, I assume, the pantry?
Yes.
I'm just going to open the door.
Okay.
What?
So the fireball goes off.
That would serve me right.
So you open the door, and the pantry is full of dried spices and herbs. Many glass boxes hold a wealth of drying cooking ingredients. There's flour, there's sugar. You're not seeing any meats, and any produce you see has been dried. But none of it looks like moldy or gross or weird. It just looks like it's fine.
But there's nothing fresh. There's nothing fresh in there.
There is nothing fresh in there.
Are there any like fancy herbs that would be like expensive or?
There is a lot of very expensive. Well, plus you have to kind of also realize that you've been living in a closed environment your entire life. So there's going to be a lot of shit in here that you don't even recognize or that you only recognize from reading. I'm not making you roll because your poison knowledge is like through the roof. So you have herbology kind of on lockdown. But there's a lot of stuff in here that you've never seen before, like just different types of herbs and spices that you've never seen. Might not necessarily be stuff that would be used for like poisoning people, but it's definitely like, holy crap, this doesn't even grow in this region. Wow. Like it's pretty awesome.
I'm gonna turn back to the group and be like, the pantry is full, but nothing super new. No, nothing fresh.
When's the last time everybody ate? In our group.
Been a minute.
A day ago.
Yeah, before we got kidnapped, for sure. There was no snack break in the dungeons.
Was there a food court down there?
Is there a Chick-fil-A? Can we stop for a second?
It's fucking Sunday. They're not even open, those assholes.
As much as I would enjoy a meal as well, I still think that we need to find your...
Yes. I suppose you're right. I will check the south door and open it. I already checked it, but I will open it.
So this door opens to a small room. Inside of the room, there is a small fountain. It stands about 5 feet tall. It's built into the wall. It depicts a bunch of stone flowers, and the water seems to be gently dripping from the petals of the flowers and collecting into a rectangular basin on the floor that's about 5 foot wide by about 3 foot across, and it's about a foot deep. You can see the bottom of it. Mm-hmm. The room smells of sage and sweet earth.
Bathrooms. Okay, I will come into the room.
And there's double doors on the other side of the room.
And I will open the left double door. Are there anything written on the doors?
Nope.
Okay.
Then you opened it?
I will open the left double door.
Okie dokie.
Everybody roll initiative.
Fight the bathroom.
Whoa. The Infinity Stones.
That's what I was thinking too.
The door to this room is unlocked. And when you open it, your eyes kind of go kind of wide. It's full of large glass cases. The floor is heavily ruined around the door that you stand in front of, as well as to the door, which would be to your south, with words of magic. So the glass cases, there's one to the south, there's three against the east wall, there's one against the west wall, and in the center of the room is a 10-foot tall marbled statue. You're looking at the back of it, and it appears to be the bare back of a woman whose lower back towards her buttocks and then her legs is kind of covered by leathery wings.
Oh.
You can see long hair. And her arms seem to be possibly crossed across her chest, but you're looking at the back of her. And then there's another glass case to your west. So.
Is there anything in the glass cases?
Well, there's all sorts of shit in this room, man. You just tell me where you go, and I'll start giving you descriptions, because this room is just full of crap. Oh, there's also one of those green summoning pillars, too.
Hmm. Well, come on in, guys. Let's see what's in here. I'll step inside, I guess, and look in one of the... the wrong button.
I'm going to look at the front of the statue. Is it the same lady that was in the little three statues earlier?
Yes, it's her.
Is she naked?
Well, you assume so.
Because
the wings are very form-fitting. And the marble is carved by such a deft hand that it looks like actual... like leathery membranes, so like you imagine that all the curvature and everything is where it needs to be. But definitely, she's definitely like clothed by her wings. And she isn't holding any weapons here. Her arms are just kind of crossed across her chest, and she's got kind of it's almost like a smirking gaze. She's looking towards about head height. So about 6 foot, she's looking about that area. The statue is 10 foot, and then it's on a pillar, or it's on a pedestal, which is probably about 3 foot. So her head height is probably around like 13 feet off the ground. And her eye line takes it to about the 6 foot range. So it does feel like she's just looking directly at you.
I wink at her.
I turn the green pillar.
Okay. Hello?
Sorry, everyone. This just seemed like an area where we might have some questions.
Hello, Jorn.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
We're good. We are exploring the house. Do you know what this room is?
Yes. This is the trophy room.
Do you know who this lady is?
Oh, yes, of course. That is Elengard. She's known as the Queen of Blades.
Does that ring a bell to me at all? Like, besides on this adventure, have I ever heard of the Queen of Blades before?
No.
Yeah, did you get religion? Yeah, that's what I was just gonna say.
No, that's too low of a roll. Did you get my whisper, Vanessa?
Ooh, I did.
Okay. Garglin, you've heard some songs. You've heard some songs from way back in the day that mention a conclave between deities under the cover of darkness. And you feel like she was a demon who may or may not have worked with those who walk.
Hmm.
Imric, it's esoteric knowledge enough, and based on where you are in the world, it's a really good role, and I wish I could reward you more for it, but it's just location-based. The only reason the Garglin would know it is because it's a music-based thing, and it's bardic knowledge, so that kind of gets outside of the space of being kind of geo-locked.
Yeah, I'll explain that to the room.
Okay.
Well, I heard...
Tell them what you heard.
What?
Roleplay it. Tell them what you heard, my friend.
No, roleplay it. What the hell? I'll say, crap, I completely forgot what you told me.
No, it's cool.
it's almost 1 a.m. I'm dying here.
No, my brother. It's good. So you remember that there is an old song that mentions the Queen of Blades, and it says that under the cover of darkness, she made a deal with two deities. And both of them were of the cast of Those Who Walk, and they were working on some sort of secretive plot for what would be considered balance-wise a good thing, not evil. So kind of weird that it's the reason it's stuck in your head is it's a demon who may not necessarily be evil aligned in that way. So there's the knowledge you have. Play with it how you see fit with the party.
Okay. scribbling notes over here, just in case I stroke out again. I'll say, listen, what I understand is this lady here, she made a deal with those who walk, something I was very secretive. I've only heard about it in little bits of song here and there, but apparently there was some kind of covert deal where they were trying to do something good. I don't know.
It's an apt description, I think.
I'm going to investigate the statue more.
Okay.
Can I do that? Can I touch the statue?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to be alone with the statue?
A little bit.
We're kind of getting to that point.
Charn, do you know if anyone else is presently living in the house?
No one's alive here.
One's alive here. Is anyone residing in the house?
There are beings in the house, but I don't know where they are. They are outside of my purview, which means they are not on this floor. I'm not allowed to go upstairs.
Oh, I see.
Why aren't you allowed to go upstairs?
The master didn't want me to go upstairs.
But you have a new master now.
There's not a conduit for me to go upstairs.
Oh, so he can only stay in the rooms where those pillars are. He can't just wander around?
Bingo.
There's probably a reason for that, too, I would imagine.
So, your previous master, this Thaddeus, did he worshipped her then, obviously?
Oh, no, he was not a fan of her at all. No. But he was bequeathed the house by Racewind, and no one would dare remove the shrines that Racewind put in the house.
Previous owner.
And that's who the bow belongs to.
Yes.
But your master wouldn't touch the bow either?
Oh, no, he was not worthy.
What does it take to be worthy to touch the bow?
You have to be willing to put up with the Snurfablin.
The M. Scurry what?
The Snurfablin.
God bless you.
Thank you. Hopefully only the ones I like.
Snurfablin?
Snurfablin. Small, dark-skinned, blue eyes, beard. Bit of a quiet type.
I think you just described me.
You got deep gnomes. It's they have very dark skin. They live underground, most of them.
The drow version of gnomes.
Yeah,
drow gnomes.
Drones.
Deep gnomes. Snurfablins.
Drones.
Emmy, is that what you saw when you tried to figure out if the bow was magic?
No. If I could put into words what exactly I saw, I would have done that already.
All right, no need to get cranky.
I apologize. It's been a long, long day.
So, Charn, you served Racewind?
Yes.
For quite a while?
For time untold.
Who is Fate?
Who is Fate? I don't understand the question.
The Chessmen.
I know who the Chessmen are, yes.
Amber Eye, large black bow, looks similar to...
He was not a Chessman. He was Fate.
Oh, sorry. I wrote that down wrong. Oh, Racewind was a Chessman.
Yes.
So you don't know who Fate was?
Fate. Fate was fate. Fate, you know, fate. I'm sure you're a holy man. You have concepts like this, right? It's an ontological statement. The beginning, the end, the middle, fate, the love, death. Fate. Fate. The ever-present path of things. Fate. What you described, to me, sounded like fate.
The living embodiment of fate.
Right.
Correct.
Kind of like fate. The horseman.
It Charn's eyes narrow. This is the first time that you've seen Charn look anything but congenial. He doesn't look negative, but he definitely looks like,
Because I said horseman?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. My sleeves aren't rolled up, by the way. Interesting. So, for some reason, fate put us on this path.
Fate tends to do that.
It's kind of fate's thing.
I understand the conversation's happening. Ella?
Mm-hmm.
As you're kind of looking... The cases around the statue look like trophies. So there seems to be skulls, bones, bits of rib, bits of flesh that have like tattoos that look like they've been very carefully like cut off of other beings.
Okay, so it's like serial killer trophies, not like good job and t-ball trophies.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Just pretty making sure.
Yeah, all these glass, and they're all very clean, and it's not just kind of thrown together, but it's like very underneath this glass are trophies, like hunting trophies of a lot of humanoid looking beings.
Do they seem old? Like, can I tell how old they are? They seem ancient.
Yeah, they seem pretty old.
Charn, who did Thaddeus hunt?
Thaddeus didn't hunt anyone. It's not his bow.
I'm sorry. I hate to correct you in your own home. But yes, Thaddeus was a hunter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It is my apologies for correcting you. I just know that you, I would assume, would wish to be informed. Thaddeus was a hunter. He hunted monsters. And the dead things that roam the night.
What did Bracewind hunt?
Everything.
Did he kill the owners of these trophies?
Most of them.
Who killed the others?
Me.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you.
Do you remember any of them? Anyone like memorable, or like you had to work super hard to kill them and then you felt really good about yourself afterwards?
There was a particularly difficult vampire lord. She gave me trouble for some time. I was her thrall. She bound me. When I was free, I was allowed to take her essence. And I did.
Is she in the case?
She is. Any motions to a skull?
Would I know what a vampire essence would be and why it would be a skull?
Well, that's just a skull. I mean, you know, essence, life force.
Okay.
He might be trying to speak poetically.
Gotcha. Now, why wouldn't Thaddeus kill if he was a hunter of nightmare creatures and such? Why wouldn't he kill Numenia?
You can't kill the queen.
Is Numenia the green queen?
No. Oh, Lord, no. She's the black queen.
Who is the black queen?
Numenia.
Helpful.
I didn't say, you just said that.
It's the name that the vampire we slayed in the basement dropped.
It's the name of the woman in those paintings as well, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And on the key.
And the statue in front of us is Elengard? Sorry, that was me as Maddie asking.
Oh yeah, Elengard, Queen of Blades.
Okay, Queen of Blades.
Around this place just labeling everything.
But Numenia is the Black Queen.
That is what Charnas said, yes.
Okay.
So all these glass cases are full of bones and...
Oh, there's all sorts of different shit in the cases. I just don't know where you guys are looking yet.
I'm on the left there.
Okay.
So, I really want to investigate the writing around the door.
All right, let's...
Infinity stones.
Let me jump to this case, and then I'll jump down to the south, and then I'll get to the door. Cool?
Cool.
All right.
Totally. So,
Plarion is looking in the case, and it is a collection of glass reliquary. So in your head, I'd like you to vision glass drinking glasses, cylindrical in shape. Each one is labeled with a date. The dates go from AE4, which is an age of Maya, so the fourth age, all the way to the sixth age. Now there isn't like hundreds of that. Well, yeah, there's probably about 200 of them, give or take, in total.
Jeez.
And each one contains ash. So some are only kind of half full, some only have about a quarter of it, some are almost full to the brim, but each one contains ash. And they're all labeled.
I see. Are they labeled with what I could recognize as names?
No names, just dates.
Just dates, okay.
And I have another spreadsheet with all the dates on it, and I'm not gonna bust it out right now, but
I get the idea.
Yeah. I had to catalog every one of those deaths.
It's all cool.
So yeah. It's 212 to be.
Wow. Busy guy.
You gotta do what you gotta do. So now we'll jump to the bottom case where I believe Garglin is.
Yeah.
So down at the bottom, the glass case is set it's the only one that's set in stone. So the rest of them are on heartwood tables. This one is set in stone. It's about 3 feet off the ground. And inside are 7 stone masks. Each one of them has vague features. The features are easily enough to distinguish that they're faces, but vague enough that you can't figure out if it's like a race or a species or like what. So they're humanoid, but it's vague enough that you can't say like what kind of humanoid it is. There's a red one, an orange one, a gold one, a yellow one. One is light green, one is hunter green, and one is blue.
Say, Charn, what's with the masks?
I would not touch those. Those are portal masks.
I know anything about portal masks?
Yeah, nobody knows anything about portal masks. So he's telling you they're a thing, and you're like, uh-huh.
Portal masks. What's a portal mask?
It is a mortal wears a portal mask, and it allows them to transubstantiate into the corresponding elemental plane that the mask is for.
That's cool.
So why is it that we shouldn't touch them? Sounds like a kind of a thing.
Are you familiar with the planes?
Isn't everyone?
There has been no planar travel in Maya at this point in time, close to 340 years.
Would we know the names of the planes? Like, would we know what the seven planes are?
Yes. Do you want me to tell you? Was that like a question? Were you prompting me to tell you what the planes were?
I was just curious because it's not a thing that we do, if it's a thing that we would even know, you know?
I mean,
the blue one might be ice.
Well, you wouldn't know what the colors corresponded to, but pretty much everybody knows that the fabled planes, it's kind of like how Christians would talk about heaven, you know, or nirvana, or, you know, another plane of existence. So there's earth, there's fire, there's air, there's water, there's void, and there's positive energy and negative energy. Those are the seven planes, the seven elemental planes of Maya.
Anybody ready to go upstairs?
It's better before we start messing with stuff we shouldn't.
Exactamundo. Exactly my thoughts, friends.
Maddie, sorry, I didn't get you to the right.
Yeah, just throwing this knowledge arcana.
Cool. That's warding magic. It keeps things from leaving.
Okay.
Blocker spells. Keeps anything from the room getting out.
Including, like, any energies or anything like that?
Correct.
Okay.
It's not going to steal your energies, bro.
It's going to block them, protect them.
Did we check the cases on the east side of the room?
Yeah.
I did. Or no, I'm sorry, I did on the west side.
Yeah, nobody's checked those yet.
All right, I'm going to walk over and check them.
Okay. Those all have, it seems like, only bone. No skin or, like, and it all seems to be different skulls in various states of destructiveness. So, like, some skulls are pristine, some look like they're missing pieces of them, and all of them seem to have some sort of seal or sigil stamped into the, like, the cranial part of the skull.
Do I recognize the seal, or are they all the same?
It's the same seal on all of them, yes, but you don't recognize it.
Certainly is. Nothing I want to mess with.
Are you gonna, like, Vanessa, how in-depth are you gonna try to, like, look at the seal, I guess, is my question.
Yeah, I'm gonna, like, make note of what it looks like. Does it have any identifying features that would be easy to remember, like a moon or...
It kind of looks like...
A giant X.
It looks like... I don't want to give it away what it is, but I kind of want to describe it. So it looks like... Write these letters down.
Okay.
L.
Mm-hmm.
X.
D.
Oh. I. V. L, X, I, V is what it looks like.
64?
I know, I was like, do Roman numerals exist in my eyes?
Oh, yeah. They do exist. Yes, if you make that logical leap, then yes, that's the number.
What number is it?
L, X, I, V, 64.
That's all I've learned from that.
So that's, yeah, all each of the skulls, the fragments, and the ones that are kind of whole all have that on them.
Do they seem the same age as the other trophies in this room? Ancient?
Some are older, some are newer, but none seem...
No fresh skulls?
No fresh skulls.
Nothing freeish. I'm ready to look upstairs. This is obviously a trophy room of a great monster and vampire hunter. Thank you for your help, Charn.
Oh, no problem, Master. Anything else?
No, I think that's all we'll need for you for now.
Oh, wait, I'm going to... Charn, quickly, do you know what this stamp is?
Oh, that's the mark of the chessmen.
Okay, I'm going to move to the staircase.
Okay.
I want to be the last one out of this room. And as I walk out of the room, I'm going to turn back to the statue and sort of wave at her and say, like, see you later.
And as you leave through the door, you hear,
be sure of it.
Oh, that statue stole half of me.
Oh, jeez. I don't know if that's a good thing, girl.
Yeah, probably not.
A very nice collector's case.
Does she say out loud or like in my head?
You don't know.
So many people are talking to me that should not be talking to me.
You may just need medication.
Do you want us to just start carving 64 into your head now? Or?
Yeah, give us one of your daggers.
You can try. I will throw 47 daggers at you. None of them will hit. I will check you for traps.
So yeah, I'm gonna. Thanks for joining us tonight, guys. Next episode should be a real thrill. We'll see you soon. Much love from oldmagicgaming.com. Looking at time-wise, that'll probably be a good episode chunk right there.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have my emerald back yet?
Just, you go to hell. You go to hell and you die.
If I could, please. Please. Please, can I have my emerald back?
Just keep him quiet.
Just give me my emerald, man. Just want it.
Yeah, so my son is sitting up in my bed with my wife. My daughter is next to him, so I'll be sleeping in my daughter's bed tonight.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Which will be fun. So I'll have Pokemon poking me.
Please have my emerald back. If I could just give. I just want it. Could I have my emerald back?
Shut it.
That's like, I want that to be the way the next episode starts, though. Could I please just? Can I just have my emerald back? Hey. Hey, man. So you told him, you said if you got out of there, he could have his emerald back, right?
If we get out of the Night Garden. If we get out of there safely.
I don't think safely was a stipulation.
I said it at one point after I pointed out, because I was like, well, I want to get out of here. And he said, there is a way out. And then I tacked on safely because I thought he was referring to the hallway of vampires.
Hall of vampires.
The hall of vamps.
Huh.
Can I have my roll back?
I have altered the deal. Pray I do not alter it further.
No, I just want my emerald back.
This is getting worse all the time.
Not Alligan. Alligan would be like, oh yeah, buddy. I want to see what it does.
Well, what's really funny is the NPCs in this game, I think, would get along really well with the party in the other game. I just don't think that the party, like, this party is a completely different party, which is hilarious. This shit is great.
Inquisitor? He's not... So I was telling my sister Amy about, the Inquisitor class, and I mentioned the Bane thing. I was like, yeah, I can just infuse the weapon to be, you know, do extra damage against a certain, you know, type of enemy. And she was like, so wait, hate crime is just one of your class features? Oh yeah, did I fail to mention that the class is called Inquisitor, not happy good times everybody gets along guy?
Cruise director.
Camp counselor.
Guidance counselor.
I'm muted because I'm eating a cookie.
That's not a Tide Pod.
It's a Tide Pod cookie.
You're going to blow our sponsorship deal if you don't keep eating Tide Pods.
Hi, party. Have I told you today how good Pachow is? It's delicious. cleans you inside and out. Has three different textures. It's fizzy, it's chewy, and it's soft candy.
But yeah. And it's poison.
Mmm, so good. I love it.
It'll get all the stains out of your clothes.
And your colon.
And your soul.
Nah, there's nothing that could do that. I don't think.
I'm going to try to find some like creepy theme music every time we hear the phrase the night guard and we hear
dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, right.
Like, just so you guys know, and we can cut this out of the actual recording because I don't necessarily want the audience to know, but just so you guys know, the campaign came very, very close to being called the night guard. They came very close to being called the night guard. Yeah. But I didn't feel like it captured everything. So that's why it's not.
Right.
But it came close.
I like Crown of Queens. It makes me feel like we're all queens just adventuring around together.
And we're fabulous.
Any one of us could be the queen at the end.
Yeah. Well, and now we have a giant pink house. So I feel like, yes.
little handmaidens. It is your old friend, Graziella Anastasia Blackfoot, here with a special deal just for you. We're partnering with a coffee company called Found Familiar Coffee. Their coffee is small batch and very premium. You know Ella would not be drinking subpar coffee, absolutely not. If you want to be queen of your own empire, you should definitely pick up some of this coffee for yourself. And when you buy it, use code OLDMAGICGAMING at checkout. That's OLDMAGICGAMING, all one word. I will specifically make sure that you get 10% off. It is a very good deal. And believe me, I know deals. So check it out now. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Crown of Queens. Emmerich is played by Maddie A. at MG Allen on Twitter. Garglin Yalt is played by Arrow Odd at RPG Home Brewery on Twitter. Graziella is played by Vanessa Singleton at Evil V Cookie on Twitter. Clarion the Unscrutable is played by our Dauphine of Audio at Yoda Jones on Twitter. Silent Nocturne is played by M at GameMaker M on Twitter. Our special guest, the Baron, is played by Matt Garbett at ArtMonkeyMG on Twitter. Our storyteller is Anton at Old Magic Gaming on Twitter.